Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
Can you believe it? We're at the end of May and summer is approaching. Many of us are probably taking a long weekend in respect for Memorial Day. We hope that everyone has a safe and solemn Memorial Day weekend. And I hope that we all take a little bit of time to think about those who have given their life in service of our country. I know that I think all too often we forget about that, and we forget about the families that they leave behind as well. And this is just such a really strange time for the military in general. And I'll keep my Army mother comments limited, but we'll talk about it more as the summer goes through. You know, the other thing that's coming up is Father's Day. And if you are scrambling for that creative Father's Day gift, one thing you might want to check out is thecoolernation.com. It actually is a do-it-yourself site. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's this new trend of painting coolers and painting coolers with your kids' handprints on them or a favorite sports team. It lets everyone get involved. But the trick is that your cooler has to be primed and ready, which involves sanding and a whole bunch of dirty work. TheCoolerNation.com actually takes all that work out of it for you. And for, I think it's like $60, you can get a cooler. It's a big 42-gallon cooler, and you can paint it, let your kids paint it, and it'll be ready for Father's Day, either for your dad or grandfather in your life, or even a graduation gift. I've painted two of them now. I'm like really hooked on it. I just love the idea. And everyone I give them to just thinks they are the absolute coolest. So check it out at thecoolernation.com. And I want to remind you also that Mom Talk Radio is brought to you by Drink Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is the fortified prenatal vitamin that you don't have to swallow one of those big horse pills. You can just take it and stir it into your orange juice or your smoothie, and you get everything that you need for you and your baby as you are pregnant. And also for nursing moms, you can find it online at Target.com, and we really appreciate their support of Mom Talk Radio. So we've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking about everything from having triplets and going green. What a combination of that is, right? And we're going to turn our attention to one mom who's doing amazing things on her blog. And we're going to follow her up by talking to the co-founder of Live Happy. Golly, that's a lot of stuff there, right? And we're going to talk about probiotics right in the middle of it. You never know what to expect on Mom Talk Radio. But we are happy you're here. And when we return, we're going to jump right in with Natoya Green. She is the founder of Triplets in Tribeca. I do it like a Whitman's box of chocolates. I just open, I take one bite, I go, that was really good. I throw out the rest. And I let my kids do the same thing because I feel like by the end of the night, we've gotten it all out of our system.
Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I am excited to have back with us a mom who is definitely on the move because she has 4.5-year-old triplets. Her name is Natoya Green. She has a blog at tripletsintribeca.com. She's a contributor for Essence.com. She left her family law practice to give birth to her triplets and stay in the home with them. And she's got a whole bunch of really great advice. And today she's going to focus on teen self-esteem. So welcome, Natoya, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand May is National Teen Self-Esteem Month, and you tout yourself as a parenting expert. So I'd love to hear, it just seems that this topic with teens is a little, self-esteem is something that's hard to achieve with a teen, I think.
It is. I mean, those are difficult years, as we know, just in terms of hormones. And as we know, kids' brains are still developing. Even in your teenage years, their brains don't fully develop until 25. So these can be very difficult years. So helping them with achieving or getting to a good place of self-esteem or having a healthy self-esteem is so important for parents to think about, to work on and help their kids with, because it can be such a struggle. And a recent study shows that 59% of teens believe that when they don't fit in with their peers, you know, that it's really embarrassing and it's a threat to their social standing. So these are things that we have to think about. And there are many ways as parents that we can help teens have a healthier and better self-esteem.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Communication is really important. And you say it's important to keep the lines open when you're talking with your teen.
Absolutely. I think, you know, as people in general, and certainly as parents, we have a tendency to ask our kids, you know, questions that just yield yes or no answers. And so we don't really go very deep sometimes. And we have to really avoid that and just try to ask very open questions and give them an opportunity to really express to you their feelings and thoughts on subjects or about their day. And so we just have to maybe rephrase our questions a little bit. It's something I had to learn how to do as a lawyer, you know, litigating cases. So open questions will always give you the very best answers instead of closed questions, which just give you yes or no. And then the conversation just sort of shuts down from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the tricks, because I actually have four teenagers, that I use is if you ask them in the car, where they don't have to have eye contact with you, you tend to get more of an answer out of them than just yes, no, or something really brief.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's wonderful.
So another conversation that's tough is that time between a mother and her daughter when it comes to clothing. Can you talk a little bit about how we can cut down the stress a little bit there?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, even I experienced with my own mother, and I think that we should be very careful with girls in particular who tend to have body image issues and often feel ashamed about a variety of things. So I think we should, you know, be very careful about, you know, when we talk to our kids, especially our daughters, about how clothing looks on them, and maybe making suggestions or asking questions of them that might suggest that a particular outfit is not flattering either to their body type or just not flattering in general. And we should also be very careful of how we talk about other women in front of our daughters, in front of our kids in general, but especially in front of our daughters, who will hear these, you know, negative messages if we are saying something negative, especially for commenting on someone's looks or someone's body, because kids are so vulnerable to those kinds of negative feelings, especially at that age.
Yeah. And I also think like how we talk about ourselves. I know that sometimes I catch myself in front of my daughter saying, oh my God, I look so fat in these jeans. And they're always the first ones to say to me, Mom, you don't look fat. I don't know why you're complaining about that. And then I think to myself, when I catch myself doing that, like, oh my gosh, if I'm doing that, what I'm really doing is telling them that it's okay not to like your body. And that's
definitely not what
I want to tell my children, you know, but
absolutely. I think as women, we do that so often. You know, we're conditioned to do it, and we do it amongst our girlfriends and things like that. But when you do it in front of your daughter, you know, even if they're you know, smart enough or wise enough to say, you know, Mom, you know, you look fantastic, or you shouldn't talk about yourself like that, still those messages are getting in subconsciously. So we have to always be mindful and just try to speak positively about ourselves and not give them any reasons to ever question the value of themselves based on looks or their body.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of hard though. Like, I haven't figured out when your daughter, you know, if she's wearing something that just isn't right for her body. I mean, like, you don't want to say, okay, you look sleazy, but that's
right.
What's going through your brain. Like, I just haven't ever found the right words to say, you know, maybe this other dress would look better on your body shape. Because I mean, we all hate to hear that we're big boned. You know what I mean? That's like the dumbest thing anyone could ever say to you.
Absolutely. I think it's tricky because we have to retrain ourselves, like how we even talk, which, you know, we're so accustomed to speaking a certain way anyway, which a lot of times is very negative. So it's really hard to work on that when we're talking to our kids. But maybe one tip is to just switch it, you know, maybe not even making it about body shape or about the figure necessarily, but maybe about the color or the style, and just say, you know, I love the way that, you know, your arms look in this particular dress or something like that, and find a way to make it positive, like make it a very positive spin. And so the message gets through somehow, but not in a way that could be damaging.
Right, right. So let me, we only have 2 minutes left. I want to ask you, what would a mom find on your website?
Well, I often, you know, talk about whether I write for Essence.com or if I'm blogging, I tend to talk about a lot of my experiences as a parent, and a lot of it focuses on behavior. A lot of it focuses on how to be very positive with our kids, either through our language, how to encourage their self-esteem, how to build them up. I also focus a lot on education because I'm a very big education person. So, you know, these are the things that I've experienced just also in my professional capacity while working and also as a mother. And things that I've observed, you know, even my own experiences growing up with my own mother and some things I would like to see be very different for myself and my children. So I try to pass along these stories and hope that people are encouraged by it.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. It's called tripletsintribeca.com. Natoya Green is the author. Thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. It's been a delight, and we'll have to have you back again. So we're going to turn the spotlight on one mom who is doing pretty amazing things with her blog. She's turned it into a business, and she brings a lot of really great journalism skills to it as well. We're going to be talking with her in just a minute. So when we return, Christy Laverty is on deck here on Mom Talk Radio. I am excited to talk with our mom who is under the spotlight today on Mom Talk Radio because she's made the transition from being a full-time working employee to a solo entrepreneur. And you know, that isn't always an easy transition. Her name is Christy Laverty. She is the mom of an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and she blogs under the name ChristyALaverty.com. You can find her on Twitter at I'm Freckles and under her name, Christy A. Laverty on Twitter. So welcome, Christy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me, Maria.
Well, thank you. So you had a very long career in journalism and worked for television and radio. How did you make that transition to become an independent solo entrepreneur?
You know, it was really a bit of a slow transition, to be honest with you. I have sort of been in the online space for a while. I started blogging in 2008, and I was on social media, and I just felt that it was something I'd love to do, but I had lots to share. But I'll be honest with you, stepping out on your own is scary. So it took a bit of guts to decide to make the transition. I felt like I had sort of outgrown being an employee. Uh-huh. And felt like I had a lot more to share with people. And so being out on my own allows me to do that and be more creative and really help people and share what I've learned over, you know, nearly 20 years in broadcasting and journalism.
And so most people would have the fear because of the reduction in pay or not knowing where your next paycheck is coming from. Did any of that enter into it for you?
A little bit. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It is, you know, something you think about. But I think I'm at a point now where I was ready. And you do kind of have to get to that point where you just have to be confident. I know I'm smart. I know I'm talented. I have the skills and I have something to offer people. And I think when you really stick to that that confidence, keep that state of mind, it's mm-hmm. easier because you just know you're going to keep things going. And sometimes I think you just have to reach a point where money isn't everything.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
being an employee, you have to have compassion, you have to have love, you have to be able to wake up in the morning and be excited about what you're doing. And
right.
if it's just about the money, that isn't what will sustain you. So I'm continuing to keep the confidence and, you know, you just sort of power through and know that in the end of the day that you're going to wake up with passion the next day and it will come to you.
So we've talked about like your journey. How has it changed your relationship with your kids and changed things for them? Because I swear, like when you have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old, it is actually, I think, more important to be there for them yeah. than when they're a baby.
Yeah. Working. I have always worked off hours. When my kids were very little, it worked well. I was home during the day and I worked nights or early morning shifts, which was great. I could be home, but now they're at school. And I was finding working, I still worked evenings, so they would be off at school. I would pick them up. We'd rush through, hi, how are you, move along, and then mom would be off to work. Now that I'm home more, things are just easier. Everybody
right.
is happier. Things are less rushed. There's less fighting for my attention, less scrambling to get things done. Definitely quality of life
right.
is grossly improved.
Well, I want to make sure that I get this in because I know that you have a lot of valuable content and insights to provide to moms. And all of that can be found at ChristyALaverty.com. That's Christy with a Y, ALAVERTY.com. We've got a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Christy, for being with us today, and hope you have a great summer ahead of you with your children and with your work. And you know, summer is a time when we can get some tummy aches. Maybe we've had too many s'mores or the viruses are out and about because we're interacting with people we don't normally have in our lives. And you know, we forget as children, or we forget that for our children, probiotics is often a solution for that. So when we return, we're going to be joined by Jen Cherry. She's going to be talking about a new probiotic that can help your children's tummy stay happy.
Of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back. This is Marion for Maria on Mom Talk Radio, and our next guest is Jen Cherry, who is the president of Everitis Health Sciences. And Jen has been the president for a while, and she is going to talk to us about BioGaia Protectus, and it is all about digestive health, which we know with our kids, it can be a really important topic. So welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Jen.
Thank you very much, Mary. How are you?
Great, thanks. So
Good.
Tell us, what is BioGaia?
BioGaia Protectus is a probiotic supplement for children, and it's a product out of Sweden that we sell here in the U.S. It's sold all over the world, almost every country, and it's in a fabulous product. You can't be without it. It promotes digestive health in children, and it's a great thing to have in your medicine cabinet because you never know when you're going to need
yes.
something for your children. So
it's the
truth. It's a natural product. It has no side effects. It's completely safe. It's been clinically studied in well over 100 clinical trials, and it's shown to promote not only digestive health, it also promotes immune health. So it's a great product.
Right. So how is it different from, honestly, it's overwhelming sometimes when you look at probiotics and you think, oh, which one do I choose? Why would we choose Protectus?
That's a great question. So you can go into the health food store, the drug store, and you'll see, you know, miles and miles, hundreds of probiotic supplements, and they're all different. Each probiotic has its own strain, and BioGaia's strain is L. wardereyi protectus, and it's exclusive to BioGaia. So the other probiotics have different strains. You've got, you know, Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria and all kinds of other strains. So each strain has a different property that and mechanism how it works in the body. So another good point to point out is that not all of them have been clinically studied. In fact, most of the products in the marketplace do not have the scientific substantiation that BioGaia does, especially in children. So most of the supplements, probiotic supplements in the marketplace haven't even been studied in children, let alone studied at all. So BioGaia is, like I said, their exclusive strain is L. wardereyi protectus. It's been studied in over 100 clinical trials. It's proven both safe and effective in children. It has no side effects. It actually does what we say it's going to do. So some of the other supplements, they have no scientific backing to support their claim that they're promoting digestive health. So that is the main difference between BioGaia and the other probiotic supplements. Another difference is our delivery forms.
Right. So I was just going to ask you that.
They're great. So you've got the drops, you've got the chewable tablets, and you've got drinking straws. So it doesn't matter your child, the age, or how picky they are. There's something for everyone. And the chewable tablets, my kids love them. They taste kind of like sweet tarts. They're so good. So every day they're like, give me my BioGaia, Mom. Then if you've got a picky eater, you've got the drops. You can put it in food or drink so they won't even know that they're getting them. So they're very easy to take.
My cabinet, I said my cabinet has the straws. I just keep it in there.
Oh, yeah, those are great, too.
My girls love it, so it's great.
Yes, those are great, too. So you can add those to any, just put them in any drink, juice box, whatever you want, and they don't even know they're getting the good stuff. So it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, are there different Protectus products, or is there just one?
It's the same strain in all the different products. So it doesn't matter what your age, or it's the same amount no matter what your age, and each product has the same amount of bacteria in it, so you can just pick and choose whichever product that you want. It's great.
Okay.
Very easy.
So, it is easy, and honestly, like, you just never know with kids if, you know, they come home from school with everything, so.
I give my kids BioGaia every day, and studies have shown kids that take the product every day, it supports immune health. So it's been shown to reduce absenteeism from school, daycare, things like that. It's actually, they did studies in adults, too, that took it in the workplace, and they reduced absenteeism in the workplace. So taking it daily supports your immune health, which we love. For I know when my kids get sick, then I have to stay home, and it's a big hassle. So keeping the whole family healthy benefits us all. So
although my kids they'd say, we don't make us healthy, so we have to go back to school.
Especially my middle schooler. Went through that with snow days. They were like, "What?
Oh yes, right."
I'm like, "Yes, you have to go to school."
Right, go.
So we're every day, or you can take it. Have it for when your kids have digestive issues. So you never know when they have a stomach ache or they get constipated or they have diarrhea. It works in all those conditions. So keep it in your medicine cabinet and, you know, give it to them, like I said, when they have a stomach ache or if they have diarrhea, give it to them for, you know, 5 days. If they have constipation, a great time is when you're potty training. I know my kids, when they were potty training, they were constipated all the time. So just while you're going through that transition, give them the product every day, and it promotes healthy bowel movements, which is great. So they don't get stomach aches. Either way you want to use it, it can be used either way. But it's a definite addition you should have in your medicine cabinet.
Exactly. So I love the study part. It's amazing how you can put something on a shelf and not have any background, you know, back up some studies, the proven clinical studies, which is amazing. So where can our listeners get it and tell us where we can find out more information about just the probiotic supplements and BioGaia?
Great. Yes. Yeah. So it's available at Walgreens.
Okay.
And you can also buy it online, or you can go to any pharmacy counter. And it's behind the pharmacy counter. So if you go to our website, www.childrensprobiotics.com, it tells you how to obtain the product.
Okay.
Or for more information, you can also go to BioGaia.com. So they have a lot of great information on their website also.
Great. And that's BioGaia.com because it,
that's
you have to spell that out.
That's correct.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Jen, for joining us and for the great information about probiotics.
When we return, we're going to be joined by Yolanda Cavanis, the author of Children Please, How Mama's Old School Lessons Helped Me Check Myself Before I Wrecked Myself.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
I am super excited to have with us a woman who does a lot of writing and she, like one of our former guests, is a contributing editor at Essence, and she does a lot of writing for Latina Parenting, Red Book, and she has her own book called Child Please, How Mama's Old School Lessons Helped Me Check Myself Before I Wrecked Myself. What a title is that? We are so excited to have with us Yolanda Galt Cavanis, and she's here on Mom Talk.
Right.
So welcome, Yolanda, to Mom Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It is a bit of a mouthful, I know.
Oh, no, it's great. So you've worked as a parenting editor and a writer and producer for a lot of different outlets. What is your perspective on parenting experts? And why do you consider yourself one?
You asked me that. I do not. I certainly do not. As a matter of fact, I don't think there is such an animal. I think that there are definitely people who are qualified child psychologists, and their, you know, work is very necessary and very valuable. But I don't believe anyone can really tell you definitively how to parent your child that they don't know from your family that they're not familiar with, your lifestyle they're not familiar with, your values that they don't know. I think the only parenting expert is the mother and father of that child. I really do.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And it seems like in this day and age where we can, everybody's a writer, everybody is a publisher of something online, that being a self-proclaimed parenting expert is so common. And I kind of sometimes scratch my head, and say, especially if you have a mom of preschoolers who coins herself a parenting expert and she's talking about getting your kid into college, you just kind of wonder.
Right.
Okay.
And you're right. She has toddlers. So she has exactly 3 years on the job experience.
Right. There you go.
Right. So anybody with WordPress know-how can say that they're an expert. That's what we've come to. I mean, it is wonderful, I think, to have this cyberspace world where we can exchange ideas and hear lots of things from lots of different people. But the expert part, like you, that bothers me.
Yeah. So let's talk about your book, because that doesn't bother me. It seems really, really cool. And it seems like it's a tribute to your own mother. So tell me about the title and the content of it.
Well, what's really funny is that it did not necessarily start out that way. I just began to realize, because as you said in my wonderful intro, I hope I can live up to, I wrote parenting articles and edited them for about 10 or 12 years. And what I came to realize after a while was that I would write an article about one particular study about, I don't know, daycare being dangerous. And then 2 months later, another study would come out and talk about how wonderful daycare was for socialization. And all the time this was happening, one thing contradicting another, and the information was coming so fast and so furious, I thought, if this is my job and I can't keep up with it, imagine other people who are just trying to, you know, go into their offices every day and come home and do the best they can by their kids. And I think, like all of us, whether your mom is next door, hundreds of miles away, or even if she is no longer living, your mom's voice, especially I think as a daughter, just rings in your ear so often. And I think never more than when you become a mom yourself. That's what was happening to me. And I realized that with all this newfangled stuff out there, 10 ways to raise a grateful kid, 12 ways to make sure your kid's strong, all this kind of stuff, I realized that much of it repeated either mama's very basic old school lessons, or her lessons were much better. You know, there's time out now. My mama used to say, go someplace and sit down. It sounds a little bit more harsh, but I think what she was saying was pretty much the same thing, but I think even with more nuance to it, because when she told us that, it not only meant she was probably about to backhand us if we did not go someplace and sit down, but right. I took it to mean that we should also take that time to sit down, kind of collect ourselves, take stock. And I think to myself now, what great advice that is, even today, because we have information at the palm of our hands and our little smartphones. We have this 24-hour news cycle. Stuff is happening so fast. Not just kids. We all need to kind of go someplace and sit down, regroup, and remember what our core values are and sort of promote those.
So do you think that there's a difference in the way an African-American mother parents her children and a Latino or a Caucasian mother? And unfortunately, we only have like 2 minutes to get you to give me the short answer to that.
Well, the short answer, I think, is very easy. There's cultural differences in everything we do, right? The way we cook, mm-hmm. the way we have celebrations. So yes, of course, I think there are. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's great to honor and celebrate those differences and learn from one another. I think that since I'm writing a memoir, my story is obviously about my Black mama, but a lot of this is generational. A lot of it would apply to any kind of agricultural background or any kind of immigrant mentality. I hear a lot of people who tell me, you know what, are you sure your mama wasn't Jewish from Russia? Because it's really more about the value system, I think, that was prevalent some time ago that we've gotten right. away from. It's really yeah. not about a black-white thing, although that's right. my experience. It's really right. about the values.
I think I agree with you. And you seem like a very, very wise woman. So I want everybody to visit your website. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. It's Yolanda Gault, GAULT.com. And there you will find it. Pick up the book and very, very wise woman here. So visit her website. Thank you so much for joining us today. And when we return, we're going to turn to the author of Live Happy. We can all be happy. I am happy to have with us today the editorial director of Live Happy, Deb Heiss. She is responsible for the management and development of Live Happy. It's a business, and she's doing great things over there. And since I want to get as much as we can in, I'm going to welcome Deb right now to Mom Talk Radio. So hi, Deb. How are you?
Great, Maria. Thanks for having me on.
Happy. Like, I mean, that's just a Live Happy. You would think that that's something that most people know how to do, but you wouldn't have a business around it if that was the case. So why is it so hard to live happy?
Well, we certainly know that most people want to live happy, but I don't think that people necessarily realize that they can. The reality is about 30 years ago, people started studying positive psychology, things that you could do to make yourself and your life better. But all that research was bouncing around in academic and scientific circles and wasn't really getting to the general public. And we happened on it about 3 years ago and said, wow, there's really, really something here that can help general people live happier, more meaningful, more rich lives. And we developed a business, including a magazine and a website, around getting that information out to people who were craving it. And it's been wonderful, and we're just having a great time doing it.
So how do you teach, like, what's the secret, you know, what kind of content do you provide that helps people live happy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of actual scientific-based information about things you can do to live happy, but it really centers around five areas. And Dr. Martin Seligman put this forward as a PERMA model. But PERMA stands for, you know, happiness, real happiness, not like the fleeting, hey, I love my cupcakes and they were good and now I feel guilty kind of happiness. But real happiness is based off of, you know, positive emotions, but engagement, you know, engaging with the world around you, feeling like you're engaged with your coworkers or your family. Having positive accomplishments, having good, deep, positive, meaningful relationships, and then feeling like your life has meaning. So we provide content that helps you develop or gives you examples of people who are doing that and how they're doing that, and actual real tips on things that you can do to implement in your life. And the reality is it's not difficult, but it's also not easy because it's things that you have to do all the time.
And I'm just wondering, aren't there certain people out there who just don't want to be happy? Because I feel like I know these people.
I think that it's really not that they don't want to be happy. I think it's they don't realize that they can be happy. I mean, research has shown us that, you know, that of happiness is determined, only 50% is determined by your genetic makeup. So certainly there are people that are more predisposed to be less happier than other people. But 10% is by your environment. And I think most people think my life is just horrible, you know, that they seem like they don't want to be happy and they find everything wrong with their life. But really only 10% of your environment influences your happiness. The reality is that your happiness is influenced 40%, which is a pretty astounding number, by the things you do and the choices that you personally make. So you can choose to take the traffic as, oh my gosh, I'm late for work and I'm never going to get there and this is the worst thing that could ever happen. Or you could say, hey, you know what, I got an extra 15 minutes in my car and listen to my radio, reflect on what my day is going to be like, and not spend your time being angry at the people around you because their cars aren't going there anyway. So going away anyway. So it really is a mindset thing. And I don't think most people realize that they can choose to be happy. And I think that's really what we're about, is educating people about that.
Well, it seems like it's just something that everybody needs, and particularly moms. I want to mention the website. We're going to run out of time soon. Livehappy.com is the website, and a lot of great information there. Deb is there supplying it for you, so take advantage of it. Thank you, Deb, so much for joining me on Mom Talk Radio. And because of you, we're all going to be a little bit happier today. So thanks so much for joining me. And you guys, we got a 3-day weekend, so let's take advantage of it. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you get out and do something fun with your family. Hope the weather is good wherever you are. And I certainly hope that you'll be back to join me next week. Don't forget, though, if you miss any of our shows, you can find us and download us onto your smartphone by going to the App Store. You'll find us there. And take Mom Talk Radio along with you wherever you go. Love to be with you. I love to be your pal and companion. So download our free app and you will find us there and take us along with us. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Mom Talk Radio. You never know what I'm doing. And these days I'm doing a lot of periscoping. So check me out when I go live on Periscope by following me on Twitter at Mom Talk Radio. Everybody have a great week and we'll be back again next week.